Holy, patient, generous God, we give thanks for your love for us today. We give thanks for your astonishing creativity and the evidence all around us of how you cherish diversity. As spring remarkably brings flowers from earth and leaves from dry branches, we rejoice that your healing spirit is always with us, always renewing life and courage in us and in the wider community. We rejoice and give thanks for all new babies, puppies, all other new living creatures and plants, and for all joyful events in our lives. Help each of us to cherish ourselves, knowing that you created us and love us, that it is through our strength and our weakness that you are present in the world. As a community, foster our imaginations, our creativity, and our respect for diversity in our midst and in the wider world. May we cherish all that you have created. God, hear our prayers. Holy, patient, generous God, you are aware of the multitude of problems and difficulties that we struggle with. You know the tensions and misunderstandings that sometimes exist between us and our loved ones. You know the loneliness we feel. You know our despair, our confusion, our anger. You know the trauma we endure, especially our youth, when we are ridiculed or bullied for being who we are. Send your Holy Spirit in some form to help us get through these pains. You know the anxiety and distress of those who are unemployed, and those who, employed in work that does not pay a living wage, struggle monthly to pay bills and care for family members. Give each of us courage in these painful experiences, and enable all of us to continue the work for economies that sustain everyone in lives of health and dignity. God, hear our prayers. Loving God, you know the pain we feel in our bodies from illnesses, injuries, or hunger. We pray this morning for Mark Porteous, Pat Ashwin, and Georgia Haliner, and we pray silently or aloud for any others who are in special need of our care and concern today. We call out our prayers for those who live along the Assiniboine and Mississippi Rivers, their neighbors and communities. And while we acknowledge the goodness of waters and rivers for life on our planet, we ask your presence with all those facing displacement and loss of homes and possessions. May there be a compassionate outpouring of assistance and wisdom to find longer-term solutions. Hear our prayers, too, for the people of Pakistan still recovering from floods, the people of Haiti still living in tents following their earthquake, the people of Japan as they continue to cope with the enormous loss from the earthquakes and tsunami, and for people recovering from many other devastating experiences that do not appear in our media. We give thanks for all those, many among us, who work so hard to find and encourage ways of living with respect for the natural ecosystems of our planet, and pray that the urgency for change will be understood by those in positions of power. We offer prayers for all the new and returning members of the Canadian Parliament as they prepare for the leadership they will be providing in our country, and we pray for a spirit of respect, listening, and dialogue among these leaders and with the people of our country. God, hear our prayers. We give thanks, generous and faithful God, for the witness and action of your people in countries around the world, and for all we have learned and shared as members of the global ecumenical community. Through these friends and colleagues, we are aware of the struggle for dignity and justice and for an end to war and violence with impunity in so many places. We name those places now, silently or aloud. And we give thanks especially this morning for our church's long friendship with the United Church of Zambia, the Christian Council of Zambia, Mindolo Ecumenical Foundation, the Theological College, and with the churches of Malawi. We offer prayers for all members of those communities of faith as we pray this morning words from women students in Kitwe, Zambia. We search for help and guidance about how to serve the refugees and the oppressed, and how to stand alongside those who struggle for social justice. We would be liberated from dogma and confessionalism and strive for reconciliation and unity. We would love and serve you through loving and serving others. Amen.